I just want to wish a happy Monday to everyone that is listening. Today is Monday, May 17th, and I just want to say hey to everybody that is listening. I haven't been able to record for many reasons. One of the reasons is because so many things have happened in the past 2 months. The month of April was very, very tragic in many ways. First, I want to say that I thank God that I am still here, still standing, and still able to speak about the different issues that many of us have dealt with or are currently dealing with. The death of a loved one is something that I wouldn't wish it on anyone, not even my worst enemy. And that is something that I experienced last April. In the month of April of the year 2020, I lost an uncle and I also lost my mother. Potentially also could have lost my brother, but by the grace of God, he managed to survive the coronavirus. So because of those things, I want to talk to you about mental health. If you've been listening to the different podcasts that I have been posting, you will know that most of the material and the content that I've been talking about has to do with mental health. Mental health is very important. The mind is something that can take control if you don't know how to manage it, if you don't know how to handle it. So without further ado, I just want to introduce one topic, and that is self-control. Self-control is something that sounds like an automatic thing. A person should have control of themselves. But do we really have that? Do we really understand what that means? Self-control is not something that is as simple as it sounds. Self-control is something that is a conscious effort. Self-control is something that you can definitely lose along the way. So let's look at what the definition of self-control is. According to the dictionary, self-control is the ability to control oneself, in particular one's emotions and desires, or the expression of them in one's behavior, especially in difficult situations. So, one difficult situation that I have made reference to is losing a loved one. Now, prior to the death anniversary of my uncle or the death anniversary of my mom, I did not know what my behavior was going to be. I did not know if I was going to be numb. I did not know if I was going to be crying. I did not know if I was going to be any kind of emotion that would have been negative. So that is one of the reasons why I chose not to create a podcast or get on this and talk about anything. But I managed to be okay. I managed to understand that though it is an anniversary of someone's death, I believe, according to what my faith is, which is Christian, a Pentecostal Christian, that my loved ones are not here on this earth, but that they are in heaven and they are resting and they are in a better place. So that gives me the peace and that gives me the ability to say that my self-control was stable. The purpose of the podcast is to motivate those who are struggling with self-control because it is a real thing. It is possible to be okay right now and 2 or 3 hours later, not be okay. Now, some people have beliefs that if you are not able to control yourself, that that is lack of discipline, or that is makes you weak, or your character is in question. And I will say no. I think everyone is entitled to feel whatever emotion and whatever it is that triggered them to feel this kind of emotion at the time. Grief is a very, very, very abstract event that happens in people's lives. And for myself, for a few months, I felt like I lost myself. I lost my sense of passion, my sense of desire to keep moving forward, my sense of motivation. Everything that was driving me prior to losing my mother or losing my uncle. Self-control was definitely something that was in question. And what I've understood is that if you lose yourself, it's all right. It's understandable. But you need to come back. And you need to go back to the person that you were prior to the situation that happened that created for you to lose self-control. I also want to talk about a recent loss that I experienced, which is the loss of my pastor. I can honestly say that it was a shock to me. Never did I believe or did I think that I would experience this kind of loss. But I can say that after a few days, I've understood the same principle that I believe in, similar to my mother and similar to my uncle. And that is that my pastor is no longer living on this earth, but he is in a peaceful place and sleeping in peace and resting in peace, and it definitely is in heaven. I miss all of my loved ones that have passed away along the years. And what gives me a peace of mind and what keeps me centered and focused is that they are in heaven and they are in a better place than what this earth is.